Kyle, we have very good news.
Anchor works.
Yes, it's actually working now. It doesn't send me to the website anymore.
I told you it was just a periodic glitch or something. All right. I'm going to get some wings on the plate and then we're going to start.
Well, I'm going to play NBA, so I hope you don't mind.
Well, I'm going to eat in the middle of this, too.
This is going to go well.
Welcome back to the first podcast in ages. Where Cam's playing NBA and I'm eating buffalo wings.
I'm going to play as the Golden State Warriors.
Bandwagon head ass.
This game's from 2019, so they're the only good team. I would play as the Cavs if they were any good this year.
Cavs, hey, I watched them last night.
And they won.
Are you proud of me? I watched the full game. Like, I missed like 5 minutes in the first quarter.
Great job.
Are you?
Oh my god!
The most basketball watch I've watched. I didn't even watch them in the NBA Finals,
bro. Think Steph can hit a three?
No, I think he can hit a brick.
He did brick it. Fuck off.
All right, let me turn on.
Fuck off, Steph, bro. YouTube. This is when Kevin Durant was at the Warriors.
Oh, yeah, when he joined for, like, 3 seasons.
When he left the Thunder.
Like, yeah.
The bitch that he is.
Like, the bandwagon that he is. All right. You know what? Of course my computer's going to be downstairs.
Oh, what a block. Curry. Kevin Durant dunk.
Sheesh. Of course my computer's going to be downstairs. Oh, these smell hot. This is not going to be. This is going to either be the funniest episode ever or the worst episode ever.
Draymond Green, play.
Why do I have a feeling this is going to go into the field episode category?
Probably won't.
You probably there. Will.
Draymond Green is not a three shooter. Klay Thompson is, though.
Yeah, and so he tears his ACL.
I cannot hit a three this game. Curry, please.
You're used to hitting threes, I guess. Oh, my God,
bro.
Who's this player we're going to?
He's actually good.
Is he?
Yes.
Or are you just saying that?
No, he's actually pretty good. If you would read the stats that I included in the description, you would know.
I did, but I can't tell if those are like, stats are.
I would say 14 goals in 29 games is pretty good.
I'd say that's like,
What do you expect him to have? 38?
That's
good. God, he's not Lionel Messi, for Christ's sake.
He could be Holland. Will you shut up? This is Kale Porter or Lauren Courtois.
It's a 3-point shot. Curry has
to. You never bark when I'm on a non-important one.
Come on, Curry.
This isn't a coach, so no need to bark, okay?
Future coach, maybe.
Great. Don't say that word. That's his new favorite word to go. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh, Steph Curry.
No, we're just going to put on W2S in the background because fuck it.
Whee!
All right.
Yeah, I don't even know how that worked, but it did, so whatever.
Oh, I have a trillion cookies? Yes, please.
All right. Let's go. All
right. Ooh, let's see if my grades are finished. They should be in. Let's see. Can I swim? Yes or no? What are your predictions?
No.
What?
With your 1.0 GPA.
I have like a 3.0 right now.
Woo!
I think it's all right.
Curry just hit a three.
Duh. 74%.
In what class, though? That's the question.
My major.
Oh.
My mom wanted me to write another essay, and I'm like, fuck no, I'm already going to pass the class. 74.6. Okay. Let's pull up the World Cup.
I've committed a foul.
Do you need to go outside? Do you want to go outside for the next half hour? Okay, we can do that.
Miss. You missed. Go. Curry. Klay Thompson.
Calling like Curry.
Klay Thompson. Hit a three. I'm up 10 points.
I have Noah on as like an actual friend. Oh, wait, I've already done that.
All bricked.
All right. Are you ready to actually start?
Yeah, I'll just be playing this game now.
All right, we got 3, 2, 1, Hello, other guys, and welcome back to Football Takeover. We are here after too long away. Me and Caleb have just been too busy, and today's just going to be probably a failed episode again.
We're going to try.
We're going to try and do the World Cup.
And some other stuff.
Well, yeah, there's some crew news that we obviously have to talk about. We are linked with.
There's more, so we'll do.
Who are we linked with?
Multiple people.
All right.
Yeah, first, two strikers. Actually, another guy too, but I never posted about it. I don't remember his name either. I just remember his first name was Gabriel. Anyway, first one.
We're gonna start off with World Cup though. Or no, we're gonna start off with Columbus Crew since that's the most in demand.
Yeah. So first one was striker Isidro Pita.
I am from
Juventitude in Brazil.
I am pulling up Rhino stuff right now. Sorry, I'm not looking at your Twitter. I'm looking at Rhino's.
I don't know why you would look at my Twitter. I don't post anything.
All right, so who are we talking about?
Isidro Pita. He looks like a Viking. That should be enough information.
Are you trying to find him?
Anyway, he was the first rumor that we had this offseason. He plays in Spain for Huesca, the team that used to be in La Liga that's not anymore.
Isidro Pita.
And he was all right, I guess. He's pretty average, to be honest, from what I saw of it. And then there was a rumor a couple days ago about a guy called Gabriel. He was a left back, which is obviously a position of need after the departure of Pedro Santos. The bid was rejected because the guy wanted to move to Europe, even though the move to Europe doesn't look very good for him. So maybe that'll be a move that's made in the future. I don't know.
Come on, Rhino. Yeah, Caleb, just keep talking. I'm still trying to find it.
And finally, the one today, Tomas Molina. I think he's the best that we've had so far based on statistics.
Let's pull up his chance here. Thomas Molina. Oh, he actually has a 800K market value. Yep.
And he's got 7 goals in 13 games this season, which is pretty freaking good.
And he is set to leave the Equatorial League.
Yeah, because he's going to be a free agent.
And he is Argentine.
You got it. I know you got it.
Come Argentinian. On.
You could say Argentine, too. It's the easier way to do it.
I tried, and then it wouldn't.
Understandable.
He also has a good assist work rate, assist record, too.
That's always good. So, in other words, he's probably the best that we have been linked to all offseason. We haven't really had a lot of rumors for whatever reason. Oh, and by the way, if you guys didn't see, Wilfried Nancy is the new coach.
Yeah, we finally have a coach. That was like 3 weeks ago.
Wasn't that long ago.
It was like 2 weeks ago.
It was like last week. What are you talking about?
It just felt like forever because we haven't done anything.
That's true.
No. It was officially announced November 26th from Rhino.
Well, that's not official announcement. So
yeah, I'm trying to find the official. I'm
pretty sure it was December 6th, right? 6 days ago. I'm trying to think of what day it was, like day of the week. Because it was last week.
It was a Tuesday, isn't it?
I don't remember.
It was on a World Cup. It was on a World Cup day.
Yeah, because he was in the pub.
It was December 5th.
Okay, yeah, exactly a week ago.
Or it's December 15th.
Oh, for some reason I thought it was the 12th.
It's actually 10 days ago. All right.
So 2 weeks ago. You
guys also haven't heard, we have got rid of Artur.
Oh, yeah.
Pedro Santos.
Who's Pedro Santos? I know Pedro Santos, though.
Pedro Miguel Santos. There you go.
Why are you saying his name like that?
Because that's what he comes up as.
It reminds me of when Justin Merrim was traded back in 2019 away for the second time. We were listening to the radio, and they said Justin Merrim. I'm like, who the hell is Justin Merrim? It's Justin Merrim. Like, it's not hard.
All right. So that's crew news. Is there any other crew news? Crew tune. There's a lot of crew tune news, too.
Oh, yeah. Like, half the people we've had on this podcast are not.
Okay. Or
not crew people.
Technically one.
I would say two. We had him on. We just never posted it. Because someone forgot the file.
It wasn't my fault.
I don't know about that one.
So we're going to give a big...
Thank you to Tristan Weber, T-Weber,
and Phil, where Phil is looking to stay, or the club wants him to stay.
Can't imagine why they would. Just kidding. That was a joke. He was very good. Worst shot ever. Okay.
So, there we go. That's that happened. So, Crew 2 has been rinsed out of their whole entire roster, pretty much.
Which makes sense anyway.
Like I said, if you're on Crew 2, it's not a bad place to be if you're in the academy and that's like your first promotion. It's not a bad place to be.
Well, and it's a development league anyway, so.
You're not meant to stay there for 3-5 years.
Yeah.
You're meant to stay there for max 3 years. And then, you know, if you can tickle your way up like Malou did and move to USL, it's a big dub.
Yeah.
I'm going to kill this house.
Oh.
All right. Next up, World Cup.
World Cup.
So first up, we're going to go through the groups and we're going to, I'm going to name them out and Cam's going to say if he gets surprised by any of the groups.
Oh, well, there's going to be a couple of those.
So we have Group A and then Netherlands, Senegal, Ecuador, Qatar.
Ecuador?
Ecuador.
Ecuador?
Ecuador. There.
There you go. Finally. No surprise. Honestly, kind of. Going in, it's not really a surprise.
After
but, like, halfway through the tournament, it was, like, not even halfway. Just, like, halfway through the group stage, it was... Maybe keep Ecuador talking. Was a little bit of a shock. But other than that, I don't
know. Yo, keep talking!
Obviously, I mean, that was my prediction for the group, how it ended, so it's not really...
Yeah, I think that was my ended prediction. All right, so next up we have Group B, which I think finished exactly how everyone predicted it to finish.
No, not me. But yeah, I mean, there's no shocks there. I was being dumb, and I didn't actually predict what I said in that episode, by the way. I changed a lot of it.
And would you like to thank Christian Pulisic for sacrificing his dick?
Yes, thank you, Christian, even though you'll never hear this.
Hey!
Oh my god, what a block.
So now we have Group C, which... No surprise.
No, not really.
Group D.
Woo! Oh, boy.
Group D was a great group.
Yeah. It sure was.
We have Australia making it out.
Yes.
Which I predicted.
Which I also predicted, so I don't know what you're talking about.
You didn't have France getting out. I had France and Australia getting out.
Draymond Green.
Australia, round of applause for Australia.
That's very good, Australia. Milos Beganek, goat.
Go follow his fan page.
It's definitely not run by anyone that is on this podcast right now or anything.
It definitely hasn't already done.
Kyle's tried to make many podcasts, or not podcasts.
It's been two.
And they have all gone terribly.
Ethan Finley, Moreira, not digging it.
Plus the Arsenal, Columbus, or whatever. Columbus.
I got rid of that one.
Yeah, I know.
Right, now we have Group E. The best group there was to watch on final day.
You have to tell me more about what...
Japan, Spain, Germany.
Oh, Germany. Yeah. This was a fun one.
Within the last 5 minutes of the Costa Rica-Germany game was the best game in history.
Yeah, because at that point, Spain and Germany were both getting knocked out.
Yes. And then that didn't age well.
Yeah.
And that I did predict one of the big teams getting out.
You predicted Spain. Wow. Yeah.
All right. Next up, we have Group F. No one predicted this right.
I'm just going to go out on a limb and say that one was probably the Morocco one.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I figured. I don't think anyone did, to be honest. And if you did, honestly, respect.
Morocco.
I sure as hell didn't.
If you somehow picked fucking Morocco and Croatia to get out of a group with Belgium in it. First off, it's not your main bracket. It's your underdog bracket. Why am I watching a Jesus Ferreira ad?
I don't know. G was the Ghana one, right?
G was Cameroon.
Oh, shoot. The other one.
Brazil, Switzerland, Cameroon, and Serbia.
Oh. I'm pretty sure I predicted that one, right?
Yeah, that one's common sense. Now, Group H. Oh, what a group.
I definitely did not get this right.
I had Uruguay instead of South Korea.
Yeah, I think most people did, so don't feel too bad.
All right, now we're going on to the knockout stages. Whereas, we are going to start with the worst game of all. Netherlands versus the U.S.
Yeah, no talk. I have nothing to say.
Caleb was behind and heard me yell and had you right scored.
Yeah, it was.
Unmanly noises. Next up, we have Australia, Argentina.
I didn't watch this one, so I don't know.
Dagenek had Messi in his pocket until Messi scored. Well, I mean, they never technically scored on Messi's side or on Dagenek's side.
Oh, yeah, like how you blame Denzel Dumfries' goal in the USA game on Walker Zimmerman or the other one. Oh, no, you did. No. You did do Walker Zimmerman. It was literally Anthony Robinson's fault, and you blamed Walker Zimmerman. Go.
Man, is a crew fan still in Croatia.
I don't. What?
Japan, Croatia, the game that the first game that went to penalties.
Obviously, I was happy, but you know why.
He's part Croatian, guys.
I'm not actually part Croatian. My aunt's just from Croatia. It's different.
So, Croatia are unbeatable on penalties.
Suppose so. Maybe they should have taken them or taken Argentina to penalties.
Next up, we have Brazil, South Korea. South Korea had a banger of a goal.
Yeah, it was a nice goal.
Within a half hour.
Literally the only positive.
That game was over within a half hour. So next up, we have France, Poland. I didn't watch that game.
I don't think anyone did.
And I didn't watch the England Senegal game either.
Yeah, neither did I.
But Morocco, Spain.
Woo! I did watch this one.
I watched the penalties. Woo! Hakimi is ice.
Ice, baby.
And Portugal, Switzerland. That was Gonzalo Ramos' game.
No.
Yeah, it was.
No.
Okay.
That game didn't happen.
All right. So next up, we have the game. I would say this is the game of the tournament.
Oh, boy.
Argentina, Netherlands.
Pretty good.
The fact that Argentina were at like 2-0 what, with inside 10 left. And then Netherlands scored a tying like goal in the 110th
minute. 110th
minute?
Where the hell did you get that one from?
Oh, 128th minute.
We talking about MLS Cup or the World Cup? What's going on here?
The World Cup.
What game were you watching? Oh, I know.
It was 90 plus 11.
That's the 100th minute. Where the hell did you get 128th minute from?
Oh, that was when Dumfries got a red.
What game was that?
The Netherlands-Argentina game.
I don't remember there being a red card.
It was after the game.
Oh, well, that explains it. Why did red card after the game, bro? He's going home anyway.
He told the ref to fuck off.
I don't blame him.
So next up, we have Croatia-Brazil.
Yeah, boy.
Croatia win again on penalties. Notice a theme here.
Don't notice it for too much longer, though.
Yeah. So next up, we have England. England could have used some lessons from Croatia.
Yeah.
Or Morocco.
Or both.
Or anyone that's not English. Or Josh Cesarides.
Or Lucas De Leon.
Lucas isn't horrible at pens.
His one against Minnesota United in 2020 will have you rethink your decision to say that.
That was the only one he's missed.
I don't know about that one.
All right, next up we have Morocco-Portugal. I forget that game, honestly.
Morocco-Portugal?
Oh, I remember it. I was at a swim meet during that game. That's why.
I remember.
I watched the goal, and then I woke up, and my friend washed $20 to his teacher.
That's an L.
All right, so next up we have Argentina, Croatia.
Can we move on?
Any words, Hale?
Can we move on?
Argentina, of course, won 3-0 in this game with Messi scoring one and getting an assist. And Messi, his assist is – that turn was the best thing that's ever been captured on video. That's Kiel's reaction to that game. All right, good, good. So next up we have France, Morocco. Honestly, it was kind of boring. Caleb?
What?
I killed my co-host, apparently.
No, I'm right here.
The France-Morocco game was actually very boring.
I have no comment on that.
And then we end up with Saturday is the third place match.
Which should have been the World Cup final.
What would you rather have, third place or second place?
Second place?
I'd rather have third.
Why would you rather have third?
Because then you didn't, like, choke at the last hurdle.
Interesting.
I feel like it's not as bad as a heartbreak.
Well, losing in the World Cup semifinal the way they did, it's just as bad, if not worse.
Yeah. All right. Who's winning that game, Croatia or Morocco?
I don't know.
If it goes into penalties, I would love to see that.
38-37 someone.
All right, now who's winning the World Cup final? Argentina.
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 All right, I should speak. it should be easy, to be honest, for Argentina. Not easy, but you know what I mean.
All right. Is there anything else we need to talk about here?
I don't think so.
Oh, there might be live podcast episodes now, too.
Oh, yeah. If we can find
time.
That's right.
We would love to do that. And we are not going to be rebranding at all.
Man, rest in peace all those people that you promised we would be doing that.
Well, it's because Zion. Did you see what Zion said?
No.
Let me quote Zion real quick.
My point being, you just told everyone we were going to do it, and then
didn't. Zion said, "Quote, soccer only."
Like, who are you, Sports and C-Bus?
That was scoring in the 614.
I wasn't talking about you. So
that name would have been so good. That's such a good name.
Who said you don't?
All right. I'm opening a preview pack right here. I got Di Maria. That's actually not bad. All right, guys. That's going to do it for this episode of Football Takeover. Thank you all for listening. Bye.
Yeah, see ya.